We are on Daf Dalet Amid Beis. I'd like to go over the Gemara. The last time we have learned the Gemara Al Pi Darkoi of the Meshech Chochme, but the Lashon of Rashi, we'll see the Lashon of Tosfos, does not seem to understand the Gemara the way the Meshech Chochme learned. So let us go over again the Gemara. The Tana Maisi Lo Mahoche is another Tana that learns out that an ish is nikva bekesef from a different limud. The sanya ki yikach ish isha ba'ola v'hoyim leisim tzachein ba'enav ki matza ba ein kicha elo bekesef v'chein u'ayma nasati kesef asode kach mimeni. So just like over there, the kicha of the money that brought about the kinyan, so here the kich of the isha is also through money, through kesef. So the Gemara asks, why do we need a posik to tell us that an isha is nikna b'kesef? I could figure this out from a kal v'chaima. Uma oma ha'ivriya she'ina niknis b'biyah. An oma ha'ivriya does not have kinyan b'biyah. Niknis b'kesef. So we see it is difficult to be kaina no mevriya. You can't be kaina with biya. Afal pi kain, she has kinyan kesef. Zu she niknis bebiya, an isha that has kinyan biya, ein eidin she tikna bekesef. So the kal v'chomer is, in other words, if one has kinyan biya, avad gevis, they should have kinyan kesef. Because we see Oma Ivriya who doesn't have Kinyan Biyah, Afalpikan has Kinyan Kesef. So the Gemara says, this formula is not true. Yevama Teichiach. She Niknis Bebiyah, Veine Niknis Bekesef. A Yevama is Nikna Bebiyah and not Nikna Bekesef. So the Gemara says, Mali Yevama, She Kain Eina Niknis Beshtar. Could be Yevama is unique, that there's Bechlal no other Kinyan to acquire a Yevama, only Biyah. So Mamele, so that's why Kesef is also no good. Taima Bezu, but an Isha, Sheniknis Bishtar, so could be she has Kinyan Kesef also, so I'll go back to my Kal V'chaima. Talmud Loima Ki Yikach Ish. So now I need, that's why I have to learn out from the Posik. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Olam Olikro. Why do we need a new pasuk? Ha'osyelo, you can learn this out from the Kal V'chaima. And we just said, you can't say Yevama Techiach, because a Yevama does not have Kinyan Shtar, so that's who doesn't have Kinyan Kesef either. But an Isha that has Kinyan Kesef could be, an Isha that has Kinyan Shtar could be she has Kinyan Kesef also. Amar Rab Ashi, Mishum De'ika Lameima, Mi'ikore De'dina Pirche. I could tell you that, you know why you need a posik? Because your whole Kal V'chaima, when we're starting the Kal V'chaima, and the Ike Kal V'chaima, there's a pilche. Meheche kamaisis lo. From where do you want to derive that an isha is nikna bekesef? Ma'oma ivriya. Ma'lo'oma ivriya shekein yoitza bekesef. Oma ivriya is yoitza bekesef. Toima bezu she'eino yoitze bekesef, but an isha is not yoitze bekesef. So therefore she can't be nikna bekesef. Tamad loima ki yikachish. That's why it says ki yikachish. That's why we need the posse ki yikachish, because we can't learn a kal v'chaima from Oma, because ma lo Oma she'ken yoitze bekesef. Let us see Rashi. Betana Maisi Loi Mehoche Kedushi Kesef. The Yalef Lohu Rav Yehuda de Lael. Rav Yehuda learned out that in the Kedushi Kesef may Ein Kesef. That Ein Kesef Lodin Zaviyesh Kesef Lodamacha. When there's a Yitzi of Eresin, it comes about through Kesef. Nafkelele Tana. This Tana learns out Mikicha Distayef. It says, ki yikach ish isha ba'olo, bitzricha hakosuv get lepoitro mikicha zu. This kicha creates, if one wants to sever the relationship, you need a get. Ki dekosav seifa dekro, voyim loisim tso. So memele in this also, so we see from this that one anisha becomes an arusa through kesef. אבל לא ידינו שתייניקנס בכסף מקל וחיימה ולא מליקרו שאינו ניקנס בביה. So Rashi says that an omo is not nikne bebiya im misora lei lebiya leshem shivche eina shivcha soy bekach. So from the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi would seem that he's giving over his daughter to become an omo ivriya leshem shivche. Rashi doesn't mention yiyud. Rashi mentions shivches. Eina shivchosei bekach. That bia does not make shivches, and kesef does make shivches. So here that bia makes issues, so kesef can zicha make issues. Now let us just put this Rashi on hold, and we'll go further. Niknis bekesef. Kedersiv mikesef miknosoi. It says by omavri mikesef miknosoi. Is zu sheniknis bebiye kidiyalef lekamon midebo'o ubo'olo. So avad givis, it should be nikne bekesef. So the Gemara said, Yevoma techia sheniknis bebiye veina niknis bekesef. Yevoma eina niknis bekesef, liyavam liyes ke ishtoi loitzia beget beloi chalitze. Kidiyalef lekamon. Yevama yava yaleh v'yibma biya goymeres bo ve'en kesef goyme bo. That means the kinyan of a yevama, that's mafkiya de zike, you don't need chalitz anymore, comes only about with biya, not with kesef or shtar. So we see that even though there's a kinyan biyah, that does not spell out that there should be a kinyan kesef ishtar. So hu adin by isha, even though there's a kinyan biyah ba'ola, it is not mukhar that there should be a kesef, a kinyan kesef. And a meila, so you can't learn out this kal v'chaimah from al mivriyah. So then the Gemara said, mikorah de dina mimokim shata bo lilmoy, dahayno al mivriyah, yesh lahoshiv. So I could frag up from the beginning of the Kal V'chaimah, from the Yesod of the Kal V'chaimah. Allahochi kama mikore de dina pircha, shahachu v'shaheishiv b'tchila yevama techiyach. Before when I shlugged up your limud, and I said yevama techiyach, lav mikore de dina asya elamimokim acher. There I was shlugging up the Kal V'chaimah from a different mokim. That means the Kal V'chaimah was a good Kal V'chaimah. Madoch omo she'eino niknis v'biya niknis bekesef. Is ishe she'niknis v'biya din she'niknis bekesef. And the pirch on the Kal V'chaimah was from someplace else. Yevom etechia she'niknis v'biya v'eino niknis bekesef. But now the Gemara says that the Kal V'chaimah doesn't start. The whole Kal V'chaimah from Omavri doesn't start. Because they have a pirch on the etzim Kal V'chaimah she'kein yoitza bekesef. Shepoide es atzmo besech sheish shonim im tilza. An oma evriya, if she wants, she could go out with kesef. Kidersiv ve'egdo. V'hoyol ve'kesef choshuv bo lifdoiso. Choshuv nami liknoiso. So l'chere, the Rehitas Loshen of Rashi, Rashi would seem to be saying as follows. That in Emerson, Behevda is a reverse of what had occurred before. Before he was kaina her with kesef, and now she's kaina back herself with kesef. So if we see that kinyan kesef is able to reverse the kinyan, hayl v'kesef choshev lo lifdaisa, it is such a kinyan which can go back to the previous status through kesef. So then, kesef choshev nami liknaisa, so the tchilas kinyan can also be through kesef. That means, from the reverse action of the kinyan, we can see that kesef is a kinyan that works by a number. It works both ways. She wants to be kind herself, she gives kesef. So therefore, if
if he wants to be kind to her, so he can give kesef. It's a kinyan that a kesef yanes akel, that with kesef one can make the kinyan in both directions. But if we see by an isha that if she wants to go out, she cannot go out with kesef, so it seems, then it would seem that her, that she can't be nikna with kesef either, because if she could be nikna with kesef, l'cher she'd be able to go out with kesef also. The thing, apesha osa, apesha hita, that means the kinyan that made her an isha should be able to make her ois isha. And if she can't go out with kesef, so it would seem that she can't become an isha with kesef also. Ashenkin in Omo Evriya, hoil the kesef choshev bo lifnoiso, choshev nami liknoiso. If it works, that she can be kind to herself, so then it could work to be kind to her. Bashenkin a isha, she'ena yoitze bekesef, kidinaf kolon mi seifa kursa vein lovaracha kursa. We have a gzeirus hakosuv that only a get helps and no other kinyan helps. Now let us continue the Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter, ve'itzach lemichtov ve'yotzach hinam, ve'itzach lemichtov ki yikach ish. Now we have here two limudim that kesef is koine. One limud we had, ve'yotzach hinam en kesef lo demzel v'yesh kesef lo odin achar. That means by the yitziya of Edison, it comes about through the nesina of kesef la'odinachas. So we see that kesef can make a yitziya of Edison. And then we have another posik, yikach ish, that one could acquire a wife also through kesef. So why do you need two psukim to tell us the same halacha? So the Gemara says as follows, because of Achmona ki yikach, it would only say ki yikach. So I see that one can acquire a wife with kesef. Kicha kicha mistei efren. Hava mine kedushin di yoiv lo bal, di do havo. So let's say if she's a naira, and the husband gives her money, so I would think it should belong to her. Kikach ish isha, you give the isha money. I would not be aware that the father is zoiche her kesef kedushin. Without a limud, I'd be unable to say this chiddush, that the father is zoiche the kesef kedushin from her. So I would think kedushin diyov lo bal di do habe kosev rachmona v'yotza chinam and kosev, that when she leaves the rishus of her father, the father who is the odin in this case is zoiche in the kesef that's moitzi her mirshusoi. So memela, so the pasuk of ein kesef is telling us that the father is zoiche in the kesef kedushin v'kosev rachmona v'yotza chinam. If the Pasuk would have said only the Biyotzachino, so L'chayre, there I know that Kesef makes Kedushin, there I know it belongs to the father, so why do you need the Kiyika? Hava mine, Heiche diyove ihi l'dide, if she would give him money, Viki dashtoy, and she was Mekadishim, Havi Kedushi, that's also good. That means, I would think, from that pasuk alone, I would think that kedushin can be made, the Baal will learn the Gemara, the Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara, I would think that kedushin can be made through her nesina also, just like he can give kesef and she gets married, so she can give kesef, and that'll also bring about a marriage. So the kiyikach is coming to tell us that there is a seder. The kicha of Ishus has to be through him and not through her. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, ve'itzterech למיכתה ויוצחינו, למלך מינוק, דיאף לאל, יש כסף, לא דנחה, that the father is זכן, the כסף קדוש. And if it would only say ויוצחינו, I would think, Eichet diyove ihi lididei. If she would give him kesef v'kidashtoi, the omro lei hiskadishli. She told him she gave him money, and she was mekadish, the omro lei, she told him hiskadishli. I would think levi kedushin. The kiven da ashmi'inon, the kesef ovid ishus, because since the posik tells me, the posik zikha is speaking about that the husband gave the money. V'yotzachinomen kesef, we learn out that the money that the husband gave belongs to the father. That's zikha pshat and posik. But Rashi says, the kiven da ashmi'inon, the kesef ovid ishus, that kesef makes issues, mali kesef didei, mali kesef dido. So what is the difference if he gives kesef, if she gives kesef? Lohochi hodar tone kro zimna chite behedye, ki yikach ish, vloi ki sikach isho le ish. That the maisa akiche should be dafke through the ish and not through the isho. Now, we have here two problems in this Rashi, in Tosfos is chilek on Rashi. We have one problem to understand the Havamine. Rashi says so innocently, since I see that Kesef can make issues, so what is the difference if he gives the Kesef, if she gives the Kesef, what's the difference? I mean, what's the difference? There's a major difference. If he's giving the kesef, he's being kind to her. If she's giving the kesef, so what happens then? I mean, how could he be kind to her if she's giving the kesef? That's problem number one. Problem number two, that Tosfos asks on Rashi, that the Gemara says, if it would only say, v'yotzachinam, I would think she could give the kesef, v'kidashtoi, the omro lei hiskadishli, that she'll say hiskadishli. Now this is a shreklich ahava mina. What do you mean, she'll say hiskadishli? He becomes osa, and he's not permitted to marry another woman? I mean, there's no such thing. What kind of ahava mina would I have that she could give the kesef and she'll say hiskadishli? There's no such concept. A husband is permitted to have more than one wife. So what's the havamina? Only from the kiikach? I mean, that seems it's the havamina. Says kiikach, he has to do everything. So it could be, we had learned in Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis, that Tosfos says, pshat, we say, harei at mekudeshesli. So Tosfos says, a drash in a pshat. The drash is, the osala akula al mekahegdish. Mekadesh just means that you're osa to everyone else like hegdish. That's a drash, that's a lishne de rabbona. But the pshat of mekadesh is, Tosfos says, means miyuchedes mizumenesli. You're miyuched to me. You're miyuched to me. So that means the etzem loshen al pi pshuta is, you're miyuched to me. The Gemara says later, the Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph says, what is if he, when the Gemara is speaking about the Lashonis, Harei at miyuchedesli. So the Gemara says it's a good Lashon. So Rashi says, Shu Lashon, the Loshen Bahayu Lebasa Echot. The Ma closet for a Shaila, sorry. The Ma closet for a Shaila, Ibailu Miyachedes Limao. So the Gemara, Sarashi says, what is the Loshen Miyachedes? Bahayu Lebasa Echot. Now, Bahayu Lebasa Echot means that they become one. They become one. Miyuchedes li means that you're miyuched to me, and if it's all you lebosa echod, it's a two-way affair. I'm miyuchet to you. I mean, and that is the tachlis of ishus. V'ahoyu lebosarecha, they should become one. They should become one. So, perhaps that's what Rashi says, that she said to the husband, she said a loshen of hiskadishli. So it could be hiskadishli does not necessarily mean become osa al kula alma bishvili. No, hiskadishli is the way Tosfos said that beizam and beiz, that the pashta is tei miyuchedishli, that you should be miyuched to me. Like I'm a yuchat to you, you should, that, because in that in itself, v'ayu lebosarecha, that is ishus, that is the tachlis of ishus, v'ayu lebosarecha. Now, I once saw in the Goyim, I don't recall where I saw it, but achsachmer, I saw something like this in the Goyim. The Goyim says, ha'isha niknis bekesef. So the Goyim Dach Sechmer says that the mechanics of Kesef is that if she takes from this person his money, which is like a chelik from him, so his money is by her, so that shows on the Yichud of Ishus. That means that she has him together with her through his money, through the tabak. I think I once saw a goyin that says something similar to this. In kainim anachnu, if that is pshat, in kesef kedushin, that he gives over a chelik of himself, or in other words, a chelik of what belongs to him to her, and she should have together with her his kesef. So then the svara would be, it can work both ways. If the yisod of kedushin is miyuchedes v'ahoyu lebosarechot, so it's a two-way affair. So that's what Rashi is saying. If kesef ovid issues, kesef makes issues, so then what is the difference? Mali kesef didei, mali kesef dido. That means the hava mina would be, if it wouldn't say ki yikach. Ki yikach tells us a new mahalach, that he's kind of her. Ki chakicham is dayefroi, that he's acquiring her. There's a kinyan. But without ki yikach. Without ki yikach, I would think that the whole gather of issues is that one has from the other his mammon, so that shows the union of these two, and one is miyuchet to the other. So b'meila I'd have a hava mina that she could also give the kesef, mali kesef didei, mali kesef dido. And I would think she could say hiskadishli, which means not you'll become osa on everybody. No, you should be miyuchet to me, just like I'm miyuchet to you. Perhaps that's pshat and Rashi. It's kamash melon. That's why you have a new pasuk ki yikach. There's a new seder in issues that ki yikach v'loy ki sika. The issues has to come about through him and not through her. Now let us go a little further. Uba olo melamed sheniknis bebiyim. From this we learn out that a woman is nikta bebiyim. So the Gemara asks, Aloidinu, why do you need a posik? Uma yevome sheniknis bekesef, niknis bebiyim. A yevome that is not nikna bekesef. She doesn't have kinyi kesef. Niknis bebiyim, zu sheniknis bekesef. An isha that has kinyan kesef, ein oidin sheniknis bebiyim. So memela, why do you need a new pasuk of uba'ola? I can learn out from yevomim. Isha is much better than yevomim. Isha is niknis bekesef also. So if yevomim doesn't have kinyan kesef, has kinyan biyim, and isha has kinyan kesef, about the givis kinyan biyim should also be good. So the Gemara says, Omo ha'ivriya teichiyah. I can learn that from Omo ha'ivriya. She niknis bekesef, veine niknis lebiyah. So the Gemara says, מעלה אומה עברייה שאין קניונו לשום אישוס. תוימר בזו שקניונו לשום אישוס. Now what does Rashi say? So Rashi says as follows. שכן אין קניונו לשום אישוס. Omo is not a kinyan at all lishum ishus. Hilkach lo shayche bo bir. So bir bechlal is not shayche. What are you proving to me? You're proving to me that what? That we could have an isha who has kinyan kesef and does not have kinyan bir from Omo. And Omo doesn't have kinyan bir. You know why? The loy shaykh bobi, it's not shaykh, because it's ain kinyon al shemish. So now, when we learn this gemara, it gets very difficult to understand the first gemara. The first gemara, we're making a kal v'chayma. We're making a kal v'chayma that let's learn out kinyon kesef from Oma Ivriya with a kal v'chayma. Madach Oma Ivriya, that is not nikne bebiya, is nikne bekesef. Is Isha that has Kenyan be about the Gibishan of Kenyan Kesef. Here we just say now that the whole concept of Bia is not applicable by an Omo, and Kenyan Alishum Ishus. So how can you make a Kalvachayma? There's no Kalvachayma. That means if it would be applicable by an Omo, we also. And for Afal PK, she doesn't have Kenyan be and she has Kenyan Kesef, so then we can make a Kalvachayma. Isha that has kinyan bi, avadik ves has kinyan kesef. But if the whole kinyan is bechlal not at all applicable by an omo ibriye, en kinyan el shemish is ukech lo yishayche bo biye. So the whole concept of a kal bochayim is very difficult. I'd like to learn a gemara further, taf chot beis amet beis. Basmets are muradik mechudishtiki gemore. There are not too many meforshim on the gemore. But I'd like to, let us just learn a gemore. The gemore is on the abchot beis amit beis. A very interesting gemore. The gemore is around 7 lines from the bottom. Hashtet da amrit higvioi hu le raboi konoi. The Gemara is speaking about how one is koine and eved kanani. Higviyoi hu le raboi konei. If one lifted up the raboi, that's a way how the odoin is koine the eved. Now let's just try to understand this. By us, the kinyan of agbo is the other way. That the potential owner picks up something to show his ownership. I'm a balabos, I'm picking it up. That shows ownership. Here the Gemara says, Amoyer de Kechidish, that the Eved will become an Eved through picking up Raboi. Now, how does this show ownership that he's picking me up? So, there is a... The Hamakna on this Gemara brings down Pshat, the Gemara says that, let's say you have a hefke de kekarke, and I'm lying down, I put a sheet on the karke, and I lay down on the karke. So I'm kind of the karke with chazoke. Now, this is a unique type of chazoke. We know chazoke by karke. I improve the karke, noel, godel, poros, I put a lock there, I put a fence around it. I break the lock. So that's hayros bailis. Laying down on the kalke, what kind of a chazoke is this? So the Machna brings down, this is a chazoke, my goof is nene from the kalke, I'm laying down on the kalke, that's also a type of kinyan chazoke. It's also a type of kinyan chazoke. I'm using the kalke. But the etzem kalke I'm using, that means he says, let's say if I hear there's a kalke with an apple orchard and I eat the apples, that's not called a chazoke, and I'm deriving benefit from the peiris that comes out from the kalke. So that is not a kinyan in the kalke. But if my goof is nene from the goof a kalke, that's that falls into the category of kinyan chazaka. And therefore, if the Eved lifted me up, I want him to lift me up. That's called also my goof is deriving benefit from the goof Eved. That's called kinyan chazaka. So let's go, let's go a little further. Elo me'ato. Shivcha knanis tikne bebir. Amor de kizach. The Gemara sakashe. So therefore, let him be boil the shivcha knanis. This is also a type of chazoke. His goof is nene from the shivcha knanis. This should be a kinyan chazoke. Now, the Gemara doesn't bear an eyelash of, this is not permissible halachically. The Gemara doesn't talk about this. We'll talk about it soon. But the Gemara just asks, but he should be kainer. The halach is he's not kainer. Let him be kainer. This should be a type of chazoke. So the Gemara says, ki amrinen ze nene vize mitztayer. Hoche ze nene vize nene. So the Gemara says, this is not a ma'ase kinyan. A ma'ase kinyan is, if the odin is 300 pounds, and the Eved is holding him up, and he's sweating and thus, I feel so good, sleep me around. So that's cool, I'm making a ma'ase kinyan. Zen and v'zem style. So cool, I'm using you out, or you're doing something, lahanosi, that's called kinyan chazoke. But over here, if there's a mutual enjoyment, the shivcha is nene, and he's nene, so felt in ma'ase kinyan. Is that called the ma'ase kinyan? Where's their heiros bailus over here, if there's a mutual hano? That's the Gemara's kashin. So the Gemara says, fine, that's a good teretz. I hear the teretz. It's not a ma'ase kinyan if it's a nene, if it's a nene. Frag the Gemara. Abba shaloike darko mai. What'll be if he'll be boil her shaloike darko? Mai ikalameima. So here the Gemara held. So here it's zen and is em it's tayyah. So this should be a maisa kinyan. So the Gemara answers to terutzim. Omar rabache barada de minache man leimelo de lava no islu litavayu. Who says that both of them don't have hanlo by shalai kedak. So, could be she'll say hanlo. So if she has hanlo, so far am I sekinyin. That's parrot number one. Va'oid mishkevei isha ksiv hikisha hakosu kedalko l'shalai kedak. So we could learn pshat that the shita shalai noida l'mi says pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means, afilu neniach et zeh nene ve zeh mitztayer, but I have a gzeiris ha-kosov, legabi ul hilchis ha-toire, there's no difference in halacha between kedark and shaloi kedark, legabi ul in yonim. So if kedark is not a ma'ase kinyan, then there's a svara why it's not a ma'ase kinyan, it's a zeh nene ve zeh nene. So shaloi kedark, even though there, theoretically, it should be a ma'ase kinyan, but it's also not going. It's a hemagzeres hakos. We have here a moiridiki gemore, that the gemore speaks about a modne kinyan. The gemore is speaking about that bia should be koina a shivcha knanis, because this is like a kinyan chazoke, als kinyan chazoke it should help. Now, kan shoyel ben. What's with the Issa? Is the Issa like Kodesh? Why doesn't the Gemara mention this? So perhaps one could say that Zichet there's an Issa, but the Gemara is going, oh, but in Hilchis Kinyan, he did an Issa. But is he kind of yes or no? That's perhaps one way we could learn. But I had a mashmois from the Shita Shalei Noida Lami, but before I say over the mashmois, I'd like to say over a moira de ketaisvis in Yavam is tafainam at base. And perhaps this is pshat in taisvis tafainam at base. Taisvis tafainam at base says that a evet ivri the other in has no kinyone iser the eved ivri. That means it's only a kinyan, yes, to work for him, but no kinyone iser. Aval inye mitzvah loy. That means when it comes to mitzvahs, isurim, he doesn't have any kinyonim whatsoever. Vaha de shari b'shifcha knanis. So this is a gash. He is no kinyone yisr in him, so how come an eved ivri is mutter in a shifcha knanis? Hainu mishum shetzoy sheyavid es rabbi bein bayoyim bein balayla. He has to work. He was nicknamed for this kid, that's what says in the posik. Ki mishnes char socher avotcho de socher koi rachmon. He was hired for this. He has to work. That's why it's good. Sarna milui mesa kasha. He doesn't understand pshat and taisu. Taisu is not hapele. Alesu akasha. I mean, how is it better than he has to work? So he still has to be mechalosh. He has to work. Let him be Machal Shabbos. Let him. I mean, the working is not a heter for Yisurim. What is Pshat and Taisvis? And Abne Milum says he doesn't understand Taisvis. He buys that Tzachin and Taisvis. Doesn't say what Taisvis say. The Odin is no Kinyan Yisur in him. That means he's a Yid like any other Yid. And how do we explain this Aloche that is Mutter B'Shivcha? Because he has to work. That he was hired for this. Perhaps Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. The lav of Loyia Kodesh is if the purpose of the Biyah is Nus, he wants to be Mizana with her, then there's a lav Loyia Kodesh. But if the purpose is Ki Avotcho, that he's Socher for this, he's doing this, that's what he was hired for, there's no Issa Bechlau. That's the Ivrin Taisvis. Chilul Shabbos is Chilul Shabbos, but the Issa of Kedeshes is only if the intent is L'Shem Hanosai. So then there's an Issa of Layir Kodesh. It has to be through Ishus, not through Znus, not through Kedeshes. But if he's doing it for a different purpose in Gansen, that's what he was hired for. The Torah said he could be finished. It could very well be that what the Gemara asked the Kasha, that an Odin should be Koina Ashivche Bibiye, so the Kasha was, if he's doing it L'Shem Kinyan, so then that's an Oifen of Chazoke, that's an Oifen of Maise Kinyan. Could be there's no Issa whatsoever in this. And that was the Gemara's Kasha, let him be Koina, let him be Koina Bibiye. The Gemara said, and Lafiha Emes. You know why he's not koine? The Gemara says kedarke. It's not a ma'isa kinyan. Sheloi kedarke. So the Gemara, the second teretz is k'zeres hakosuf. K'zeres hakosuf. He's not koine. Mishkevei yishiksi. But al koponim, there is a kinyan of bia by a shivcha knanis that would work al kinyan chazoke. No, it doesn't work. There's la ma'isa. The hekish of Mishke Bei Isha, it doesn't work. You're not kind of with Chazakim. So perhaps this is the Kal V'chaimer of, this is what our Gemara is speaking about by Oma Ivriya. The Gemara started off with the Kal V'chaimer. Ma Oma Ivriya Sheinei Niknes V'Biyah Niknes Bekesef. Now, we were not talking about the in so Rashi, and our Gemara said, we said in the Niknes V'Biyah, so Rashi says, Imoscho Lei L'Biyah L'Shem Shivche Einoi Shivchosoi Bekach. The Gemara, Rashi doesn't seem to be talking about Yiyud. Rashi is talking about Shivcha. He's giving over that she should be his Shivcha, and this should be a Maisa Kinyan. Dumya, this should be similar to a Kinyan Chazaka of a Shivcha Knanis. And it's not Koine. It's not Koine by no Mebriya. It's not Koine. It's Nismayat. You don't have this Kinyan. Aisha has this Kinyan of Bia. So the Gemara made a Kal V'chaimer. That was the Kal V'chaimer. Could be this a Kal V'chaimer. Why doesn't it work? It should work. And it doesn't work. You have Exeh Sekosu Mishke Ve'ishe. Later, the Gemara wanted to say that an Isha should be Nikne Bebiyah. So the Kavochemach and Yevome doesn't have Kinyan Kesev, has Kinyan Bia, so Ad Gibis Anisha. So the Gemara says, Omer Vriya Techiyach, Sheniknis Bekesev, and Niknis Bebia. So there the Gemara says, Mala Omer Ivri, Shein Kinyona Leishum Ishus, Ulkach Leishayach Bobia. That means the Bia that you're talking about, no, that Maisi Kinyan was Nismaya Taka, that you understand 100% right. But I'm claiming a Bia Leishayim Ishus should help. I want to learn that an Eishes Ish. I want to learn that Eishes Ish from Yevomer. Just like Yevomer, Bia creates Ishus. So I want that Bia should create Ishus by an Eishes Ish also. So you tell me, oh my Bria Techiach. They were not speaking about Ish. They were not speaking about that. What Bia doesn't help by Omei Vriya. We're saying Ein Kinyon Olashim Ilkach Leishayche Bo Bia. That means the Bia that we're speaking about over here as Niyug of Ishus. So that's not Shayach by Omei Vriya. He's kind of Olashim Shivchus. So that's why you can't prove from Omei Vriya that my Kal Vachayim is not a good Kal Vachayim. Perhaps there's some emes in this pshat. Let us just learn the top taisvis. Or, I don't know if we'll have time for this, let's maybe just finish the Gemara. So Mamela, Tamalayma Obola. So the Gemara says, that's why we need a bola. So the Gemara says, Bolama Likra. Why do you need a posik? Ha'osyala. You just had a beautiful Kal Vachayimah from Yevome. Madach Yevome, the Kesef does not help. But Bia helps. So Isha the Kesef helps, Bia should zich help. Omar Avashim, Mishim Dikalameyma, Mikora de Dina Pirch. Meheche Kamaisis La, Mi Yevome. You want to learn out Kinyan Bia by Isha from Yevome. Mali Yevome Shekein Zekuka by Medes. Taima Bezu Shein Zekuka by Medes. Tamalayma Ruba Olam. Let us see what Rashi says. Zekrashi Shekein Zekuka by Medes. Lozem. She Zokuk to the Yevon Machmas Kedushe Hameis. Because of the kedushin of the mates, that means that there's a zike from the ishus ames to the yavam. That means the yavam takes over the ishus of the mates. Ve'ein biyabo elaligma. It's only goyma the ishus of the mates. That means by yavama we're starting already after step two already. That means we have already, there was a previous issues that the mace had, and this issues of the mace is zoikikar to the yavam. May be a boiler ligmer, so be a by yavam is a gmar kinyin, it's a make bepatish. Avo kinyin de mikor aloi, but where do we see bechlau that Bia is Bekoyach to start from scratch to make a kinyin. By Yevom, it's only a Gemar kinyin. So Mamela, that's why we need Uba Olam.
Baruch Hashem, I found the going we had mentioned. It is in the Perish Hagro Al HaTorah Parshas Kisisa. And the going says as follows: for who kimoy sheha adam mekadesh isha bekesef shenaisen lo, who bazeh by giving her his kesef, who tofus biyada, so it's considered that he's tofus by her. Ve'ein yochel lahafrida ki im al yedei gerishin. And he says that was the inyan that Klal Yisrael had the luchas of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I efsha lechaloisam kivin shenosan lahem dovor hashayich loy. Therefore we can understand the concept of Ishus if she's giving him her kesef, that should also create issues, since the yesod of issues is v'hoyo lebosar echad, and she would now be tofus biyodai.